This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. As you know, this program is in the market for new digs. By that, I mean we've been taking the pulse of various housing markets throughout the country. Today, we head to Jackson, Mississippi, to see if the warming trend that we've heard about elsewhere has also taken root in the South. Walker Tan is a broker at Jackson's Nix Tan & Associates. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Is Jackson the sort of place where people come up and say, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, they probably say, how are y'all doing? But everywhere you go, you know someone. And for some people, it could be too small of a town. But, you know, the city's actually a lot bigger than you think it is.
All right. Well, tell me about how things are going in the market. Is this a good time to buy?
Traditionally, we're used to seeing things really crank up about now. Is what we call the daffodil effect, which is basically, you know, once the daffodils start blooming and everything starts blooming is when the buyers really start coming out. And it kind of cranked up early this year for us. It started in February, and we do have things blooming.
Good daffodil crop this year?
Yeah, you'd have to ask my wife. Quite honestly, we've been in business since 1977, and this past year was our third best year. We never really saw the peaks or valleys that a lot of other markets saw, and our prices have remained pretty stable.
Why is that?
You know, we don't see a lot of people moving here. I hope this doesn't sound wrong, but moving here from other areas. I mean, most of the people here were raised here. They might have moved off for college, but it seems like everyone seems to come back home.
All right. How far is my money going to go? What does it take to get, let's say, a 3-bedroom house on a nice street in a good school district where, you know, I'm going to want to put down roots long term?
For $200,000, if you go out to the suburbs, you know, you can get a fairly new construction house, probably built in the last 10 years. And there's really good school districts. If you wanted to live in the city, you could buy, you know, an older home, you know, maybe built in the 20s or 30s that has a lot of character and charm. But, you know, when you say character, they just think maintenance and, you know, but you can get more of a tree-lined street, per se, in Jackson than if you move out to the suburbs, since a lot of the developers like to take down any tree in a way of a lot.
Tell me a little bit about the banks. Are they willing partners in real estate deals? Do they play hard to get, like in some other parts of the country? What kind of loans are they offering?
Well, you know, 5 years ago, if you were a young person just getting out of college and you had a good job lined up, you probably could, you know, walk into any local bank here and, you know, get a loan. Today, they're just a little bit tighter. You know, we see more young folks having to get parents to co-sign just to help them get that first house. Today, it's just tougher to get a loan.
And why is that? Are the banks just being choosier about things?
The banks are being choosier. It's definitely a buyer's market. In the way that, you know, our prices never saw that appreciation, and so the prices are somewhat deflated. And quite frankly, our rental market is so tough that it costs a good bit more to rent a house than to buy a house.
Sounds like my money's going to go far in Jackson.
You could probably buy a couple houses, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing not. I'm on public radio here. But Jackson sounds like a heck of a nice place to be. So you don't have any plans to leave, it sounds like.
You know, I'm third generation in this business, so I'm probably here for a very long time.
All right. Best time of year to go check out Jackson?
I would say March or April, you know, kind of before the humidity sets in. I've been out to Arizona a good bit, and I can take 115 degrees, but 85 and humid in Mississippi is miserable.
I am with you on that. Walker Tan is a broker at Nix Tan & Associates in Jackson, Mississippi. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You probably notice all the real estate types you've been speaking with have been pretty upbeat about their markets. Kind of makes you wonder maybe they're glossing over some of the negative aspects of things. So we'd like to hear from you. If you've been shopping for a new home and you've got the scoop on your local market, get in touch with us and let us know how things look. You can tweet us at Radio Piggy Bank, reach us on Facebook, or contact us on our website, marketplacemoney.org.